Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're looking at how you might, maybe, double your leads. And fast, like in 30 days.
Mm-hmm. And we're digging into an article, 7 Ways to Double Your Leads in 30 Days or Less. It's by Chris Bradley.
Right, Chris Bradley. He's co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Yeah, exactly. And he's not just, you know, talking hypothetically. They've been profitable for 24 years. He's deep in sales and marketing.
Wow, 24 years. That's experience.
Definitely. And apparently when he's not doing that, he's into car shows, family time, you know, well-rounded guy who gets results.
Good to know. So our mission today really is to pull out the strategies from his article, the actionable stuff you can actually think about using.
Yeah, the things that could genuinely boost your leads.
Okay, let's dive in. First up, pop-ups on your website. These can be annoying, right? How do you make them, well, work?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Chris's point is they need to offer, like, immediate value, not just interrupt.
Immediate value? Like, what?
Well, maybe a discount if someone's about to bounce from a product page.
Right.
Or a quick question to understand what they need right then.
Okay. So it's timing and relevance, not just bam, sign up.
Exactly. The right offer, right moment. Targeted.
Got it. That flows nicely into the second point, offering a lead magnet. Mm-hmm. We talk about this a lot, but what makes one, you know, irresistible?
Chris really hammers home relevance. And being super specific.
Really, not just a general guide.
No, definitely not. Think like a checklist solving one particular problem your ideal customer has right now, or a template they can use immediately.
Okay, instant usability. So instead of marketing tips.
Yeah, maybe something like 5 quick wins for your website this week.
Yeah.
Much more focused. People see the immediate benefit.
Makes sense. Laser focus. Okay, third, a strong call to action, a CTA. We see them everywhere. What makes one actually, you know, get clicked?
Clarity.
Yeah.
And brevity, Chris says, keep it short, direct, action words.
So less, learn more and more.
More like, download your free checklist now.
Yeah.
Or get instant access. Tell them exactly what happens next and why it's good for them.
And maybe a bit of urgency, if it fits.
Yes, if it's genuine. Limited time offer or get it before it's gone can work, but don't fake it.
Right, keep it real. Okay, number 4, run a contest or giveaway, free stuff. Sounds easy, but how do you get actual leads, not just freebie hunters?
The key is the prize itself. It absolutely has to resonate with your target audience.
Meaning?
Well, if you sell, say, project management software, giving away a fancy coffee machine might get entries. But are they potential customers? Probably not all of them.
Ah, so the prize should relate to what you sell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or at least to the interests of the people who would buy what you sell. The prize acts like a filter. And promote it where those people hang out online.
Smart. Filter with the prize. Okay, next, using social media effectively. It's noisy out there. How do you cut through?
Bradley points towards genuinely helpful content, stuff people actually want to read and maybe even share.
Like tips or behind the scenes.
Yeah, educational posts, quick how-tos, things that offer real value. And visuals are key. Good images, short videos, they stop the scroll.
Value and visuals, got it. And make it easy to click through, right?
Oh, absolutely. A clear link to your site or to that lead magnet we talked about. Don't make them hunt for the next step.
Cool. Number 6, email marketing. Is that still relevant? Some people think it's old news.
Chris argues it's still incredibly powerful. It's direct access to people already interested.
So what kind of emails work for leads?
Newsletters with exclusive tips, maybe industry insights they can't get elsewhere, special offers just for subscribers. It's about building that relationship.
Nurturing the leads you have.
Precisely. And segmentation helps too. Sending different things to different groups based on their interests makes it feel more personal.
Nice. Okay, finally, number 7. Work with an experienced agency. I guess Chris would mention this. Running one himself.
Huh. Yeah, naturally. But the point is valid. If all this feels overwhelming, or you try it and it's just not clicking.
An agency brings expertise.
Right. Expertise, resources, efficiency. They've likely done it before. He mentions Double Dome's 20 years as, you know, an example of that kind of track record.
Okay, so it's an option if you need that extra horsepower or guidance.
Exactly. It's about knowing when to call in the specialists.
So to recap quickly, pop-ups, done right. Valuable lead magnets, strong CTAs, relevant contests, helpful social media, nurturing email marketing, and maybe getting expert help from an agency.
Those are the 7 from the article, presented as pretty proven ways to get more leads, potentially quite quickly.
Right. Real strategies you could implement.
Tangible stuff.
So for everyone listening, think about these 7. Which one, or maybe 2, feels like something you could realistically try in the next 30 days. What could you actually do?
And building on that, what's that really valuable piece of content, that lead magnet that your specific audience would genuinely find useful enough to give you their contact info for?
Good question. Something to chew on. That's your food for thought for today.